just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river. My Lord, I wanna be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah. And when this life is over,
well done, church. Hey, I want to give a special thanks to Reverend R. Netta Carpenter for the greeting scripture and the prayer, and to our very own Dr. Michael Andrew Owens for that powerful, powerful message. Hey, guys, stick around for a little bit because I want to ask Dr. Owens a few questions. So, Dr. Owens, how are you, my good friend?
Oh, I'm very well today. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God is blessing. God is keeping. God is wonderful and awesome. He's worthy to be praised. I'm glad it's Sunday so we can do all of that with other folk who know the same.
Amen. Well done. Well done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got a few questions to ask Dr. Owens, and wow, somebody that we both love, somebody that was very near and dear to me, that was Dr. Fairley. And wow. The loss of Dr. Fairley, what are your remembrances at this time?
I just remember his gentleness and his hospitality. I mean, he was so welcoming upon my arrival, and I made a courtesy visit to his home, and he's the epitome of having a pastor's heart. You know, just so encouraging, so warm, so friendly. And he, in that visit, assured me that if I ever heard anybody quote him being critical of me, just know they were lying. And he is. And I would never, he'd never put anything out there critical of my administration to the people that I now had to pastor. And if I heard otherwise, know that they lying because they tell from him. He's always just available. You know, I always knew I could call him if I needed him, and when he was still strong enough, he would come and share a word. And you could see the fruit of the people's affection and ongoing devotion. I mean, whenever he would appear, sometimes in support of his children preaching here, sometimes because it was a special occasion like a church anniversary, whenever he would appear, it would be like he never left.
Amen.
And that doesn't happen overnight. That doesn't happen when you have pretenders on the throne. It only happens where there's a genuine love and a real connection to the hearts of people. And it made me feel like when I grow up, I want to be like that.
Hey, my sentiments exactly, you know. And like you said, it doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. And it doesn't happen in every church. I'm telling you, what I remember is that he was a kind, gentle soul and always had an ear to listen. He would take time and listen to you. So, man, he's going to be sure, sorely missed, Dr. Fiore. Amen, amen. Switching subjects a little bit. Now, we're on the eve of the 112th. Folks, 112 years, 112th anniversary, of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. What events are, I know you got a bunch. Okay, do we have time for you to tell us everything? What events do you have planned or are planned for this celebration?
Well, it's definitely too much to pack into one service or one weekend. So we have a 2-week plan for the celebration. The first celebration is next Sunday, August 13th, in which we have 2 services, one at 9:30 and one at 3:30. The first is our regular morning worship with some special highlights and features. We're going to celebrate some special contributions of people to the church. And Dr. Gerald Thompson, pastor of the Community Seventh-day Adventist Church, will be our speaker. Mm. Then at 3:30, we're going to have a fellowship service with some other pastors and other churches gathered with us. And we're calling that Preach Jesus, mm-hmm. The Gospels Proclaim His Glory. 3 other pastors, a Seventh-day Adventist, an AME, a Baptist, and a Pentecostal will come together and preach Jesus from the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm.
And their congregations have been invited. Special music will be rendered. And that's our in-house celebration. The following Sunday, on the 20th, we'll have 1 worship service in-house at 7:30 at the Hour of Power, with Reverend Corey Singleton, pastor of the St. John Baptist Church of Riverside. And then at 9 a.m., we'll be in Ferguson Park in Rialto, starting our worship at 9 a.m., and worship will be followed by the picnic festivities, food, fellowship, and fun, and that will culminate our celebration for this year. It promises to be exciting, and we're looking forward to looking back and looking ahead.
Oh man, you entice me to get on an airplane, aren't you? Boy, I knew it. I said, now there's going to be a lot going on in 112 years. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a blessing. That is a true blessing. And a testament to the leadership there at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Well, Dr. Owens, that's all I have for today. What would you like to, before you leave us with a great prayer, what would you like to express to our listener audience around the globe before you depart today?
I would just say stay with the Lord. Don't care what happens in world events that leaves you heavy-hearted, that no matter how it looks like, the leaders of our nations have gone crazy and just don't care about the ordinary person. Know that God cares and give God your best, because through you, he can make a difference in this world. He can bring the kingdom of our God into the kingdom of this world and turn things around.
Amen.
To make sure you know he can do it through you.
Amen. 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 And if you would grace us with a prayer, we will all appreciate it.
All right. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for this journey of life that we have and the grace whereby it continues to allow us to keep on keeping on. As we do so, we want to be in full surrender to your will, walking in your purposes and plans for us, praying, Lord God, you would go before us, undergird us, be on our leaning side, Lord God, and lift us up to where we belong. Let the words that we've heard today, the inspiration we've received today, not soon be lost, not blown away by the vicissitudes of life or the challenges we have to face, but may we be drawn in closer communion with you so that our living will not be in vain and our living will give glory to God. We trust and believe that you are who you say you are and that you can be in our lives what you mean to be. So have your way, work your work, and let your will be done. And forgive us of our sins and shortcomings, and let us be lifted up to where we belong. Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth let every saint of God say amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that. And you mentioned something about turn your life around. And this is by David G. Turn My Life Around. Thank you so much, Dr. Owens. Thank you, Reverend Arnetta Carpenter. And thank you, New Hope, for bringing Hope Is Alive each and every Sunday right here on the Buzz Network. Enjoy your Sunday.
Lion of the tribe of Judah,
you will turn my life around.
Jehovah Rapha, God, yeah. We glorify your name. I come in for hallelujah, for hallelujah, para hebu bendike papa, hebu bendike daddy, hebu bendike se mambo tela nduba zaya. You told me.
And we
bow down and worship your name.